This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at FranklinArmory.com.
I've got two of those here that I haven't had a chance to shoot yet just because of all this other nonsense that's been going on. Franklin Armory makes one of the finest AR-15s out there. They're basic fundamentals that go with the gun. The materials they put with the gun, the quality of craftsmanship is just, you know, well worth giving them a look. Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. Today, This ends a 5-year run because when right after I had the heart attack, I asked Genesis Communications to give me a third hour. And at the time, I was in the morning drive time, but I just had come off of a prolonged absence due to the heart attack. So the only third hour slot that they had, the only way they could give me a third hour was to put me into the 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern time slot, which I have been sitting in since 2015. And now we are switching starting Monday. We will be live from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern. That's all starts on Monday. So if you're listening, if you're taking notes, whatever you may be doing, hey, I'm even going to start taking phone calls again. Lots of places people have been in the streets this week protesting. We're not supposed to be caged. This is what it's... It's not quite like we're being caged, but I mean, going from total freedom to selected freedom and having a bunch of governments, state governments, decide what you can do and where you can go. Well, you know, there was a few people out in the streets today. Huntington Beach, California had a lot of people in the streets today. But the question, there's a question we need to ask. And the question I'm asking was, and is this, was killing the economy necessary? And, you know, there's a terrible answer to this that's beginning to shape up. Now, I talked about Brett Hume last night, as a matter of fact, something he said, that this lockdown is a colossal public policy calamity. And he referenced millions of jobs and businesses and incomes lost, and further mentions the negative effect on children who don't have a normal life, concluding that we may never recover from many of these losses for a very long time, if ever. Now, he's not the first one to actually sit back and say this out loud. Back on March the 20th, Dr. David Katz, the founding director of the Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center, argued in the New York Times that our fight against the novel coronavirus could prove worse than the disease. He came to the table with what was then the latest data available from South Korea, and he brilliantly argued against the holistic social and economic lockdown on the grounds that the evidence clearly showed that only specific demographics were significantly at risk of being hospitalized or dying from the infection. And that's what we've seen here in these United States. All of these are the hospitals that thought they were going to be overrun and everything else. Now they've got extra equipment that's wasting. He said that the data entirely aligned with the data from other countries here in the United States, and he suggested the deaths were mainly clustered among the elderly, those with significant chronic illnesses such as diabetes and heart disease, and those in both groups. Because that, unfortunately, has happened a lot, too. And he concludes with a warning. He said, a pivot right now from trying to protect all people to focusing on the most vulnerable remains entirely plausible. With each passing day, however, it becomes more difficult. The path we are on may well lead to uncontained viral contagion and monumental collateral damage to our society and economy. A more surgical approach is what we need. Those should probably be chiseled into the tombstone of what was this very thriving economy. In the early days, when he offered his prescription, there was time to tailor public policy to protect the truly vulnerable and to restore a sense of calm to society while allowing the vast majority of people to develop mild coronavirus infections, which would then advance the natural herd immunity. And now, well over a month since the lockdowns began, turning American social and financial lives back toward normalcy has proven to be about as smooth as a battleship reversing course amidst the sea of jagged icebergs. And it's expensive. Congress is mulling a fourth phase of stimulus spending that could exceed an additional $1 trillion, and the Fed is promising to deploy its full range of tools to support the U.S. economy as our response to the coronavirus pandemic continues to keep it crippled. Now, this raises an interesting question. If we Americans didn't maintain a popular delusion that our government has an unlimited supply of money to print and throw at any given problem, might we have been compelled to approach things differently? And if we had approached this pandemic with more moderate mitigation effort rather than destroying the economy and placing most of the populace under house arrest, would the health outcome have been vastly different? And then we get the answer, and that's, you know, I've touted this many times. We look to Sweden. Sweden responded to the pandemic without shutting down, and they did not become Italy. Florida did not institute a draconian statewide lockdown and hasn't become New York. So what does this tell us? Just weeks ago, the notion that the all-inclusive public lockdown of healthy Americans saves lives was assumed to be a given. And in fact, California's low number of cases and deaths relative to New York was commonly attributed to having locked down a couple of days before New York did. But T.J. Rogers wrote in the Wall Street Journal how quickly economy shuttered in response to COVID-19 appears not to be a factor in the severity of their respective outbreaks. He wrote, we ran a sample of one variable correlation of deaths per million and days to shutdown, which ranged from minus 10 days, because some states shut down before any sign of COVID-19, to 35 days for South Dakota, one of seven states with limited or no shutdown. The correlation coefficient was 5.5%, so low that the engineers that he used to employ would have summarized it as no correlation and moved on to find the real cause of the problem. And while he concedes that New York, given its population density or subway use, may have uniquely benefited from its shutdown, blindly copying New York's policies in other places never made sense. It never made sense. And more important is the example of Sweden. Their policies were much less economically destructive than the lockdown in most U.S. states. And Sweden asked only senior citizens to settle in place or shelter in place while the rest of the country continued operating stores and restaurants and most businesses. The Volvo plant was shut down for a brief time but has reopened, while the Tesla plant in Fremont, California was shuttered by police and remains closed, which is one among the many factors that prompted Silicon Valley tech tycoon Elon Musk to openly characterize California's lockdown policy as unconstitutional, outrageous, and fascist. So, there you have it. We should cheer for Sweden to succeed, because then maybe some people here who are so frightened of going, I still see it out there today. I go out, I don't wear a mask when I go out. And everybody looks at me with hate. And I just go about my business. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, FranklinArmory.com. Last Friday, Brett Stevens, who is the quote-unquote conservative, the resident conservative at New York Times, had an epiphany. He said that locking down America just because New York City is having problems is a bad idea. He thinks the problem is that New York is so densely populated. Well, that definitely is a feeder to the problem, without a doubt. But what he misses is that de Blasio and Cuomo's policies exacerbate the virus. These are the poster boys for why the Democrats should never have power. To his credit, Stevens finally did realize that the Wuhan virus is not an American problem. It's primarily a New York problem, followed by a handful of other Democrat-run cities. He wrote, as of Friday, there had been more COVID-19 fatalities in Long Island's Nassau County, population 1.4 million, than in all of California, population 40 million. There had been more fatalities in Westchester County, 989, than in all of Texas, with 611. The number of COVID deaths per 100,000 residents in New York City, 132, is more than 16 times what it is in America's next largest city, L.A., 8. If New York City proper was a state, it would have suffered more fatalities than 41 other states combined. So, having taken the time to figure all this out, he reached the next logical point. Americans are being told that they must still play by New York rules, with all the hardships they entail, despite having neither New York's living conditions nor New York's health outcomes. This is bad medicine, misguided public policy, and horrible politics. Now, what he missed, is, and what matters for the political choices voters make in November, is that New York's problem isn't just population density. New York suffers from appalling political decisions at both the state and local levels. Probably the worst decision that Cuomo made was to force New York's nursing homes to accept people who tested positive for the Wuhan virus. Who's in the nursing homes, idiot? Oh, yeah, the elderly. The one demographic that really has an issue with the Wuhan virus. That decision turned nursing houses into houses of death. The Post reports that a Brooklyn nursing home that's seen New York's greatest number of COVID-related deaths, 55 on the latest list, wrote the state health department on April 8th to plead for help. Cobble Hill Health Center CEO Danny Tuchman emailed four officials to report that his facility had over 50 symptomatic patients scattered through the building and almost no gowns. He said, there's no way for us to prevent the spread under these conditions. And his closing, in hindsight, is heartbreaking. Is there anything more we can do to protect our patients and staff? Thank you for any help you could be. Someone wrote back 20 minutes later with a standard attachment offering advice on how to conserve personal protection equipment. In reply, Tuchman repeated the fact that Cobble Hill didn't have anything to conserve. The concerned CEO made another plea the next day asking if he could send the home suspected coronavirus cases to the field hospital at the Javits Center or the USNS Comfort. The answer was no. Then there's the video of de Blasio and his team with a cameo from Pelosi in San Francisco, assuring New Yorkers that they should crowd into Chinatown and have a good old time. And that wasn't all. Despite all the talk about social distancing, de Blasio never did anything to stop the subways from running. What he did was he decreased the number of trains that were actually running, and then that forced more people on fewer trains. So it was social distancing not at all. We get this. New York City's multi-pronged subway system was a major disseminator, if not the principal transmission vehicle, of coronavirus infection during the initial takeoff of the massive epidemic that became evident through the city during the March 2020. The near shutoff of subway ridership in Manhattan, down by over 90% in the end of March, correlates strongly with a substantial increase in the doubling time of new cases in this borough. And the subways are a lot like Skid Row in L.A. The subways become a filthy, deadly homeless shelter on rails, according to a disgusted transit worker who have taken recording and photographing the horrid conditions. One video shot earlier this month shows cars of homeless men and women stretched out and sleeping away on an E train. In one video, the man uses space between two cars on a two train as a toilet. Workers say the transit system has never been dirtier or more packed with the homeless as ridership has declined and stay-at-home restrictions for all but essential workers. But not to worry, because Mayor de Blasio decided to keep his priorities straight. He named his wife the head of the Coronavirus Racial Inequality Task Force, which is about the silliest thing I've ever heard. This is the sad thing. This is the sad thing. I see so many people out there that are afraid because they're watching what their government is telling them. They're watching these briefings and, you know, hearing all this stuff. And at the same time, they're seeing around the nation that other places are opening up. Around here, the mall opened up this week in this local community. We only have one big mall. And a few other things are starting to get loose, and you're seeing people venture out and check things out. But there's still a lot of people that are afraid, and that's because they're listening to leaders. You voted these people in, and they're giving you bad information. They're doing bad things. You know, I probably caught coronavirus in January because I flew on four planes that week, four separate planes, two connecting flights, two long flights. So, you know, what is a subway? It's the same. It's the same thing. You're in a tube, and you're basically on top of each other. And de Blasio, instead of increasing the number of trains running, which would have thinned everything out, he decreased it to crowd everybody in. And he said, "Come on down here and have some bat soup. Come on down to Chinatown, have some bat soup." And it really is true that we're suffering because of New York. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Friday barring U.S. purchases of certain foreign-produced power equipment, a move that is meant to reduce national security risks to the electricity system. The order prohibits any bulk power system transactions in which a foreign country or national has an interest that poses an unacceptable risk to national security. Former Vice President Joe Biden is denying an allegation that he sexually assaulted a former member of his Senate staff during the 1990s. Speaking on MSNBC, Biden says,
at the end of the day, it has to be looked at. These claims are not true.
During that interview, the presumptive Democratic nominee repeatedly rejected calls to open his archive at the University of Delaware in the wake of Tara Reid's accusations of sexual assault. Friday's interview was the first time Biden addressed the allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. Protests are taking place in states run by Democratic governors, including the state of New York. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Several coronavirus-related protests are planned in New York City today. One will involve people who are angry about business closures and other restrictions. Meanwhile, a rent protest is planned outside Governor Andrew Cuomo's Manhattan office.
Protests also taking place in Michigan. In fact, President Trump is calling on Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer to negotiate with stay-at-home protesters and make a deal. The House Judiciary Committee wants Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos to testify. Seven bipartisan members wrote a letter saying his deputies may have misled Congress over Amazon's use of third-party seller data. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Amazon used the data to plan its own product strategy. If true, that would contradict statements Amazon officials made in sworn testimony before Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, FranklinArmory.com, the home of the binary trigger, the home of Saluce, the militia line. Militia line is very impressive. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. It is becoming an increasingly common statement in comment sections and social media posts and from callers on talk radio shows. I think I had COVID-19 back in, you know, pick your month. This is an important phenomenon for public policy. If they believe the experts, if they trusted what their governments have told them, then would people make this statement? Now, governments around the world saw COVID-19 start in early March and shuttered their economies, claiming it necessary to stop its spread. If you ponder, if one had COVID-19 before March, this is to doubt that narrative. And that pondering is amplified by those who tested positive for COVID-19 antibodies. Is it a good idea to proclaim indefinite tyranny, such as Illinois' Governor Pritzker has, when the narrative upon which the tyranny is based is taking on water? consider that some of those forums normally talk about hot loads and suppressors and double taps. To those pondering, before cooking a goose, let's make sure you're not chasing a wild one. These doubts have a very strong foundation. Data from sailing vessels showed COVID-19 infecting 13.8% to 19% of the population. Terrestrial randomized serological testing shows that COVID-19 has already infected between 14% and 30% of the population, with an infection fatality rate lower than the flu, and in some cases approaching that of the common cold, which is 0.04%. Moreover, the numbers mesh together, suggesting that somewhere around 80% of the people are completely immune. Let me say that again. 80% of the people are completely immune. It's the wrong species. COVID-19 is 96% genetically identical, to a known SARS-like coronavirus collected from bats. I know everybody's out there saying, it came from a lab. Well, did they duplicate it? I guess that's possible. COVID-19 also has uncertain origins. It was first discovered in Wuhan, Hubei, China, when a doctor familiar with SARS diagnosed a patient with SARS in mid-December. The virus was genetically sequenced and confirmed as a SARS-like coronavirus originating in bats. Other patients were soon identified and tested positive for SARS-CoV-2. Now, consumed with the memory of SARS, the Chinese immediately assumed that it came from an intermediate animal sold in wet markets. It helped that all of the known infected had connections to the Hunan seafood wholesale market. The Chinese descended there and shut it down, but the animals had been removed. By the writing of the final report for the WHO China Joint Mission on Coronavirus Disease 2019, not a single animal had been found to test. There were plenty of surfaces to swab, and the Chinese found COVID-19 in several locations. They were very firmly focused on SARS, and the Chinese thought the problem was over. SARS was only transmitted from animal to human, and the animals were gone. But then more cases showed up. So the Chinese began to tail and isolate the infected, but cases appeared without any contact to the known infected. Did COVID-19 travel through sewers? By the time they wrote the WHO China report in mid-February, the Chinese had no idea how COVID-19 was spreading. Their zero contact and extreme distancing policies were acts of desperation in an epidemic that made no sense. In search of SARS, the Chinese ignored colds. Their testing protocol only tested those with the most severe symptoms and contact with that seafood market or the known infected. Real scientists would have tested all they could to get a handle on the situation. If there were 100 times more infections than they thought, and they were only looking at the worst of the worst, then the epidemic makes perfect sense. It also pushes the start of the epidemic back. The earliest confirmed case is now November 17th, and if that was a community-acquired infection, then COVID-19 was spreading around China in October. By Christmas, every city in China, not just Wuhan, likely had tens of thousands of active infections. The positive samples in the at the seafood market might not have been from infected animals, but infected humans. The consumption of bats is not particularly prevalent in Wuhan, but it is in the south around Hong Kong. Wuhan might not have even been the origin, just the place where it was first noticed, and the Chinese never knew it because they slapped on the blinders, because the owners of the seafood market were so obviously tipped off. We're unlikely to know for certain unless the Chinese start widespread testing throughout China. If China had millions of cases by Christmas, it was certainly spreading around the U.S. by January. And as recently recognized by the CDC, the first COVID-19 deaths were in California in early February. and likely acquired from communal infection in mid-January. COVID-19 must have been spreading by early January. COVID-19 had infected even 10 people by January 1st, then nearly a third of Americans, 110 million people, could have had COVID-19 by the time we started distancing. The dates of the first cases fit with the large numbers of infected people determined by the serological testing. If you look at the graphs from Johns Hopkins, you can see around the world COVID-19 grew linearly with time, not exponentially as would be expected. And that's because nobody knew, and there was limited testing. And once testing went beyond those with known contact to the known infected, testing capacity was exceeded everywhere in the world. If COVID-19 started in March or even mid-February, that shouldn't have happened. But that could be wrong. CDC has added more cold-like symptoms to the list of COVID-19, a reminder that the bug you had could have been something else. COVID-19 is a bat virus, and 80% of people are completely immune, and COVID-19 might spread far slower than we think. And, you know, that's all based upon a 5.8-day serial interval. But if COVID-19 had a serial interval of 10 days, cases are back down into the thousands. There's a lot of things that could be in error. But there are many coronaviruses spread among humans and animals, and cross-species infections are known. And the coronaviruses have also been observed to produce serological cross-reactivity. Human antibodies can react to SARS-CoV-2 just as they do SARS-CoV, yielding a false positive. COVID-19 is a bat virus. 80% of humankind is immune to it. There's some new data to take with you into the weekend. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Maybe not today, Maybe not tomorrow, but soon. You'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. I just sounded like I was from the House Slytherin, didn't I? This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Well, you know, as each day passes, we're getting more and more good news, and that's great. Let's do a quick summation, shall we? The general consensus is that the nation has passed the peak and is well on the downhill side of the infamous curve that the media declared experts claimed necessitated a national lockdown, 30-plus million unemployed. Who knows how much damage done to the to the economy. Who knows how many people have committed suicide over this? How many people have had heart attacks over this? How many people have died because of this? Because they couldn't get there because it all of a sudden became elective. Hey, Mazel Tov! Miller time, whatever you want to call it. That's one thing I'm never going to forget. The price. And you should not forget the price that was paid for this overreaction. We have recent numbers from antibody tests in California, New York, Florida, and Massachusetts that indicate the actual death rate is around the same as the seasonal flu or, like I said, the cold. The World Health Organization is now touting Sweden as the model in handling the virus outbreak without resorting to a national lockdown, raising the question, was a lockdown even necessary? Well, I already know the answer to that. You already know the answer to that. Now, there are a number of states now. Thankfully, I live in one of them. If you are not one, you listen, you have all the sympathy I can muster. I wish there was something I could do. But there's a number of states reopening their economies. And the ones that are not, though, the governors are claiming that the threat in their state is still overwhelming and have extended the lockdowns for another month or more. This is the point where you start, you know, back in the early days of DC Comics, they had this thing called the parallel universe, and you had you know, funky Superman with a reverse, you know, color scheme to their outfit, and Batman wasn't Batman, he was Ratman or something. You had a parallel universe, and I think some of these governors are living in this parallel universe. Now, there's an age-old adage that is always relevant whenever one is dealing with politicians, and that is, follow the money. Let's look at the state of Maine, which the state of Maine has a population of 1.3 million, and that 52 people have died from coronavirus, that is, which is 0.004%. Yet Governor Janet Mills, Democrat, has extended the lockdown until June the 1st. But there's an interesting little tidbit here. As of the end of January 2020, the state was facing a $525 million shortfall with no solution in sight until the coronavirus pandemic and the potential bailout from the federal government. The longer the state is locked down, the greater the revenue losses and the more money Mrs. Mills can demand from Washington. So this means that you and, you know, in addition to us, wherever you live, if you're paying state tax, that's to help your state function. Well, guess what? If some of these Democratic governors have their way, not only are the denizens of their states going to be paying for their state, you will be paying for their state. You and I are going to have a stake in Maine. California, with a population of 38 million, has recorded 1,944 deaths, or 0.005%. Their pension and general obligations are overwhelming, and were so long before the coronavirus. Same is true for Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, among others, all of whom are extending their lockdowns through the end of May. The Wuhan virus pandemic and the nation's reaction to it have given many states a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to siphon money from a federal government that has cast all caution to the wind and is printing money as fast as the presses can operate. So now that the original objective of flattening the curve has been achieved, there's more to these lockdowns than preventing the spread of coronavirus. Now, even if they weren't doing this, in the next 3 to 4 weeks, we're going to see the Congress and Trump. They're going to be looking at yet another massive spending bill in order to bail out the states. The demands made by the individual states and their governors will confirm their true motives. This is why Cocaine Mitch was suggesting letting them file for bankruptcy. Which actually, listen, I'm not an economist. I'm not a politician. I'm not any of those things. However, should you and I be on the hook for a bunch of money that was spent in order to get votes in California from unions and get union support in California in order to fund that because they couldn't make it work? I mean, all of these states that have gotten the stimulus that has gone out to the citizens. Okay, I don't look at this as the same as I did the 2009 stimulus, because the 2009 stimulus was precipitated by some really bad policy that was put together so that everybody that wanted a home, whether they had any means to pay for it or not, you could get a home. So everybody did. And then everything crashed and burned. But that was policy that was put in place. Coronavirus was not put in place. Some of you will say, but Bill, it was put in place. No, it wasn't put in place, because what it is, this is a convenient opportunity for these people that never let a crisis go to waste. So what they're looking for in these states that I just mentioned, let me mention those states again if I may, like California and Maine and Illinois, New Jersey, New York, and Connecticut, among others. They're looking for headcount. The more people that live in those states that get it and maybe die from it. In New York, for example, I know they're counting everybody that dies as a coronavirus death. If they, you know, even if they, I don't know how they justify that. I mean, there's going to be a bunch of examinations that are going to have to go on after all this is said and done. And then we'll find out who actually passed away from it. But I don't know right offhand how that's going to work. But they want a head count. And you and I, what their goal is for you and I, who don't live in their state, to fund the stuff that they can't fund. Their shortfalls, their budget, their wholeness in the red, which occurred prior to coronavirus, this is how they're going to cash it out. This is how they're going to get themselves back to zero. Is they're going to demand the money, and unless, you know, we're going to have a general accounting here, something going on. They need to show what each dime they want is for. And even then, I mean, I shudder to think about what this is doing to the economy in the long run, simply because of the increased debt. This is going, with Trump in place, although I would say this, with Trump in place, I would anticipate to see a big tax cut after all this is done to try to jumpstart the economy and get a bunch of stuff going. And then try to bring more stuff. There's going to have to be some strategic items that we manufacture or use or need that we don't buy anymore from China. I know that some people are like, I would never pay $9 for a T-shirt when I can buy it for $3. Well, guess what? It's better for the country in the long run. This is an artificial, drop in cost. But anyway, hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.